the tallying and collation process is very clear in the laws of Sierra Leone. The district certification system also is mandated by the Public Elections Act of 2022, Section 92 to be specific. That was violated. The collation and tallying was done in secrecy. And in the final analysis, the results that were read by the Chief Electoral Commissioner, you know, do not speak to results taken from the polling station as per the RRFs collected from those polling stations, which is why we as the opposition party is insisting that we get disaggregated data or election results from the polling stations from the Electoral Commission. So that will give us the opportunity to compare them to our own results collected from those same polling stations by our polling agents.
I'm sure you listened to the president. He said that Sierra Leone is a country of laws, and that if you, the opposition, believe irregularities, then why don't you go to the courts? The president said you're not going to the court because you have no proof, you have no evidence.
The evidences are overwhelming. The president was declared winner, and in the space of about 30 minutes, he was sworn in as president of the Republic of Sierra Leone. That gives, in the first place, very little room for the judicial process to be fair in the first place. Secondly, we had issues with the court already. We had pending cases in court relating to the very elections. Like, for instance, we had a case in court with regards to the voters register. The Electoral Commission refused to give us the final voters list. We took that matter to court, and the court did not decide on it until after the elections. This is a matter that was supposed to be decided on before the election. So when we looked at all of those, we had very little room and very little trust in the judicial process. So we decided, you know, to use another route, which is the political response to the whole process.
President Biya also mentioned, I think the question he addressed was about the complaint by the opposition of not giving the right to protest or being met by police. And the president said that it is you, the opposition, that were behind the recent protest. But you didn't want to come out to say it up front that in the past the police were deployed because in the past your protests have turned violent, including one in which he said a police officer was killed.
Well, I mean, the government keeps accusing the opposition of staging the August 10 protest. I think they should not wish for the opposition to call for protest in Sierra Leone. We are a party of over 1 million membership. So if we stage a protest, you can be rest assured we have the capacity to have a nationwide protest, successful nationwide protest if we want to. But we have never called for protest, and we have never participated or organized or involved in any protest, as the case may be.